You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. High heat and humidity still rage, with heat advisories remaining through tonight. The heat index will again reach the low 100s. Now the threat of severe weather moves in, with the Storm Prediction Center putting us at a slight risk. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got a cold front that is sweeping across the state, which is also the reason why thunderstorms are going to become more numerous and widespread by tonight. And it looks to line up, packing the risk of high winds up to around 70 miles per hour that could cause some scattered damage. It'll also cool our temperatures down as it stalls over the state, bringing heavy rainfall that could cause potential flooding. And that could start later this week. A widespread 1 inch of rain is expected, and a good 3 to 5 inches is possible in places. So stay dry this week and don't forget the umbrella.
Average gas prices rose 12 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state is $3.04 today. This is 1.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 23 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices have continued to climb over the past week due to Israel and Iran trading attacks. This has caused gasoline prices to rise at the pump at a pace we haven't seen since last summer. Officials continued saying motorists should anticipate a steady climb in prices since the U.S. launched attacks on Iran. The national average is likely to increase another 7 to 15 cents this week. While these forecasts remain fluid and could shift quickly depending on global developments, GasBuddy officials do not expect apocalyptic spikes so-called influencers on social media are predicting. They say many of those claims are wildly inaccurate. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.84 to $2.99 per gallon. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are split in their reaction to President Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities Saturday. Lisa Hale reports.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Features on Fox News he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power. Meanwhile, Republican 8th District Congressman Tony Weed posted on X that now's the time to end endless wars and called for, quote, peace through strength.
Locally, a small group of demonstrators gathered in the heat on Sunday to protest the bombing in Iran. On the green lawn across from Aspirus Hospital on the East Riverview Expressway, they held signs reading, "Diplomatic Talks, Not War," "Love Your Neighbor," and "No More Endless Wars." The organizer said it was a spur-of-the-moment call to action, and she was happy with the turnout on such a hot day.
I just was furious about this bombing of Iran, and I think it's the wrong thing to do. We're going to pay for this. Trump has repeatedly said that he was going to, have peace on day one in Ukraine, and he was going to take care of the problem in the Middle East. And I think instead of taking care of it, he has just made it worse.
Another attendee said it reminded her of when President Bush said there were weapons of mass destruction and we went to war, and they found out later it was a lie. She said so many people died because of the lies, and she just has a feeling that this is more lies and military boys wanting to play with their big toys. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight. The Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. NBA,
Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns, the Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Liana, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced, as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, it's going to be warm and muggy again today with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware later today. High in the mid to upper 80s, but the heat index will be well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.